Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
One of the cool things about hanging out with Will, you know, he's been in the entertainment biz since he was 17. Mm-hmm. And he's been at the top of music, TV, film, everything. I remember one time he was telling me, after they did Bad Boys, he said that the studios were really unsure if it would sell well internationally. And so Will went to the studio and he was like, hey man, any country you want me to go to, like, I'm in, let me know. And so the studio started sending him, you know, to London, to Germany, to Russia, to South Africa. And he'd do every trip. You know, he'd hop on the plane, fly to London, do a premiere, do like 20 interviews, hop back on the jet, fly back to LA. He'd do that on the weekends while filming Fresh Prince.
Wow.
And he said that Martin Lawrence didn't want to do the traveling. And then he said that what he noticed when it came time to do the next movie, studios started giving him much nicer offers and giving him a lot more attention. And he said that what he learned is, he said that it's being an actor, the job isn't the movie. He said the movie is only half of your job as an actor. The other half is you got to go out and sell it to people. I really took that to heart. It's the same way in publishing.
As an author. Yeah.
Totally. And there's so many authors out there who spend 2 years on their book and then they're like, well, okay, I'll post it on Twitter, but why should I have to do anything? You know, you guys should go do it. My attitude this time around has completely changed. It's like, this is part of the job. This is part of why they're paying me. Typical Will style, like, I got an email from his manager saying like, hey, you want to do a trip with Will next week? And I'm like, yeah, of course, where are we going? And she's like, India, and then Dubai. Oh, and he's gonna race like F1 cars.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I'm in. All right, on like 5 days notice, I end up on this 2-week trip with Will to India and Dubai. I'm doing Will's book, I'm finishing my book, I'm doing this project for Audible, I'm doing like an Audible original, and I'm running a website with 2 million readers. And I'm in the middle of India with Will, you know, so,
that's
and
crazy.
I'm like jet lagged out of my mind. There was a few months this fall where I was probably the most stressed I've been since I started my business. Like just not sleeping, constant anxiety, just working insane hours. And so I'm like this huge ball of stress and I get on this plane and I'm in the middle of India with Will. And we were talking about his career in the 90s. So he would film Fresh Prince during the week, fly somewhere to do some promotional thing on the weekends. And then during breaks in this, between the seasons is when he would film his next movie.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's just basically going 7 days a week. Oh, and he's like recording
music,
Big Willie style and the soundtrack to Men in Black and like all this stuff. So I asked him, I kind of told him the situation I was in. I told him, I said, I feel like I'm in kind of like one of those situations where I've got like movie, TV show, and album going on at the same time. Except for me, it's book, audiobook, all at the same time. I was like, how do you do it? And he just kind of laughed and he's like, you know what the trick is? What you do is you just bite off more than you can chew. He said, agree to do more than you think is possible. And then you just go do it. And it sounds so simple, but it was like one of those moments where just like a switch clicked in my brain. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy, because we all know we're capable of doing so much more than we actually do. But the only way you can really tap into that is to just overcommit. Like just overcommit yourself and you find a way. Like you just find a way to do it. And so he's like, yeah, man, you just bite off more than you can chew and start chewing it. I was up at 4 a.m. writing my book for 6 hours before meeting up with him and then spending the afternoon with him. When I would go back to my hotel at night, my team in the U.S. was waking up. So I would check in with them on the website and then I'd go to bed. And then I'd wake up at 4, crank on my book for 6 hours, go meet up with Will, work with him for a few hours, go back to the hotel, check in with my team. And I did that the entire trip. if you had asked me, like, if I was capable of doing that 2 years ago, I would have been like, are you insane? Like, but it's just when I'm with him, I see him do it, you know? Like, he'll go film all day, and then he'll come back to the house and meet with his social media team and plan videos for that month until like 10 o'clock. And then he'll go to bed and he'll be up at 5 working out. And it's like, he's been doing that for 30 years.
The machine, man.
For 30 years.
What about someone who's listening who says, well, it doesn't sound like a very balanced life, and that's gonna create overwhelm and burnout and stress that is gonna ruin everything.
When you hear people talk about delegation, they're like, oh yeah, you should, anything that you're not great at, you should like hire somebody who is. It's like, that's fine. He said the same thing, but he talked about it in like a moral way. Like, he basically said, he's like, I'm world-class at a couple things.
Yeah.
And so if I'm doing things...
anything else.
If I'm doing anything else, then I am ethically, like, is an ethical problem.
It's like hurting the world, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. He's depriving the world of the thing that he's world-class at. And he said, if I'm not hiring somebody who's world-class at the thing I'm bad at, I'm doing the world a disservice by them not doing what they're world-class.
That is powerful.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.